Hey, mama friend. Today we're doing something a little bit different, but not too different. We're talking about a book. We're going through a book review, and the reason why I'm doing this is because I know this book is going to help you so much. What book am I talking about? I'm talking about the book Atomic Habits. If you haven't heard about it, well, let me just tell you, it is one of the all-time bestsellers, and it's so impactful on so many people's lives in many different ways when it comes to habits related to work habits, workout habits, eating habits, smoking habits, just all the habits that we want to change in our lives. This book can help us actually make the change. When I read this book, I initially thought, wow, this is going to help so many moms who are wanting to be fit after getting pregnant and after having a baby. And that's what I'm here to help you with. The Fit Postpartum Mom podcast is all about helping you as a new mom get your belly smaller again, to get your body stronger again, to get your body to feel like it was before you got pregnant, because you just want to feel back to normal, right? So that's what I'm all about here. And this book is going to help you get there faster, and it's going to be less stressful and just easier. So what we're going to be doing is we're going to review this book today with the introduction, and we're going to apply it to you as the fit postpartum mom. Are you ready? Let's go. Hey friend, welcome to the Fit Postpartum Mom Podcast, where you will learn how to strengthen your body after pregnancy and finally get rid of the postpartum pooch in less time. Fitness can fit easily into your busy schedule. There's a simple way to navigate your postpartum journey, and I'm here to teach you how to do it without the chaos, overwhelm, and tears. If you are here for a little sweat, a whole lot of sleep, defined, tight, and toned muscles, and to live your life as a mom to the fullest, then you're in the right place. Hi, I'm Dr. Jenna, but you can call me Jenna, and I'm a physical therapist and a mom of four little girls who has cracked the code on how to strengthen your core postpartum in the easiest way possible without the stress, exhaustion, or struggle. I did it, and now I'm here to help you do the same. It's all about progress, not perfection, and I'm here to help walk you through the journey to feeling strong, confident, and energized. That energy comes from within, not your coffee. Let's roll out your yoga mat and hit the floor, girl. It's time to do this. All right, mama friend, if you have been with me for quite some time, you will know that I'm all about losing the postpartum pooch sooner rather than later. Not for the looks, but for the feel of it, for the fact that you will have a stronger core. And when you have a stronger core, everything else works better. You know, our arms are stronger, our legs are stronger when you have that stable core to support our limbs. And that's why I so strongly believe in starting with core strengthening before doing anything else when it comes to postpartum fitness. So if you are just getting started with your postpartum fitness journey, hop on over to my free class where I teach you how to get started with your first postpartum core exercise in the safest way and quickest way. It only takes 2 minutes to get started, and it works. So hop on over to my website, livecorestrong.com/class, and you can sign up for my free class where I teach you how to get started with your first postpartum core exercise and how to get a good foundation for the rest of your postpartum journey so that you can live the strong core lifestyle. Visit www.livecorestrong.com/class and get access. All right, so let's get started talking about the book Atomic Habits. I have read this book 2.5 times. I'm going through it for the third time, and I like to listen to it on audio, on Audible actually, and it has been so impactful for me, and I know it will be for you. So I know you might not have time to sit down and read it, but if you do, go ahead and grab that book on Amazon. I'll link to it in the show notes below. And it's written by James Clear, and I just love the style of writing that he has. It is really easy to understand and really actionable. Like everything that he talks about, it's like, okay, do this, do this, do this. It's very action oriented. Like I said, it transformed my life, and I know it can transform yours in so many ways, but we're going to specifically talk about fitness habits. The opening of the book talks about the word atomic and the word habits, the two words of the title, right? What does atomic mean? Atomic means automatic, right? We want things to happen automatically. And that's the whole concept of this book, is let's make small changes in our life so that things become more automatic, become a habit. And so habit, we all know what habits are, and habits are more focused around routines. It means routines. And these two words, I love talking about these two words because I want things to happen automatically in my life. I don't want to have to think about it. I don't want to have to think very hard about brushing my teeth. I don't want to have to think hard about getting dressed, right? Those are automatic things in our life that happen without thought. And habits are the routines of brushing our teeth every morning and getting dressed every morning. So we can do that when it comes to brushing our teeth and getting dressed. Well, why can't we do that for exercise? Well, he goes into the reasoning why some habits are harder to form than others, but let's just talk about getting started today. How can we start creating these healthy habits in our life around fitness? That's what we're talking about. Let me give you an example of a scenario that most people can relate to. Think back to a time when you got a new job and you didn't know what you were doing in that new job, because you've never learned those skills before. I mean, maybe you learned some, but most of the skills are new, or most of the tasks are new. How long does it take you to feel really confident in that new job? I would estimate that most new jobs take about 3 months before you can become really efficient and automatic with the skills and the habits that that job requires. Well, the same thing goes for creating a new habit in your life. If you want to become a fit mom, how long do you think it's going to take you before you actually establish that fit mom habit and that fit mom lifestyle? I would estimate around that 3 month mark. Now, there's a lot of research out there that says that it could take 30 days to establish a habit. Some research says 66 days. I definitely am leaning more towards the longer. If you engrave in your mind that it's going to take longer to establish a habit, then you're not going to quit at that 30-day mark. So keep in your mind 66 days to create a habit and maybe even push it longer. Maybe you need that 3 months, the 90 days, to establish a healthy habit. I know that sounds like a long time, but if you can do small incremental changes in your lifestyle to create that long, sustaining, healthy habit, you'll have more success. So James Clear talks about small changes, and, you know, small changes make it less chaotic, less stressful, and less thought is involved in making these small changes. So he makes it really simple. Let's go back to the first time you're working at a new job. Okay, let's go back to that example. When you were working on the job for the first day and you start a new conversation with a new coworker, but you're also trying to do your job at the same time, it's hard to focus on the conversation and your new job task at the same time because it's not engraved in you yet. You don't know the tasks. But 3 months down the road, that coworker comes and sparks up a new conversation with you, and you're able to do your job while talking at the same time because the tasks are automatic. Now, I want you to be able to wake up in the morning and get your workout in and sort of be disrupted by, you know, your husband coming in to talk to you, or your baby's crying and you're like, oh, you know, my baby's crying. I'll just put my baby on me and work out with my baby on me. So I would love for that to happen with you, where you get so good at waking up in the morning and working out in the morning that it's an automatic habit. You don't think twice about it. And whatever disruption occurs in your day, it's not going to disrupt your habit of fitness. That's what I'd love for you to see. So keep that analogy in your mind about, you know, your first job and how over time you're able to get disrupted, get distracted, and still accomplish your job, with the example of working out in the morning and you get disrupted by something. Typically it would be your baby waking up early, and you're still able to work out. That's what I would love for you to establish with this new habit that we're going to create. When you wake up to do your morning workout, It should be automatic. It should be thoughtless. It should be just part of your day-to-day lifestyle. And there's no question about it. You're not skipping a beat, right? You are just getting to the workout no matter what. And I'm going to take you on a journey this year of walking you through this book and applying it to your life as a mom of little babies, right? You might have one baby, you might have five babies. I don't know how many babies you have, but we can be fit moms no matter what we have going on at home. We can just make it a priority and make it a habit. So his book has sold over so many millions of copies. I don't even know, but it is in the top selling of New York Times bestseller books. It is up there. So it's extremely relevant to our time. It's not outdated. It's extremely practical. And there's so many actionable steps that he gives. So if you want to go on this journey with me as we go deeper into this book, this is just the beginning. But if you want to, you can join me every week on my podcast as we go into his book and the principles behind habits and being more consistent with our workouts. And if you want to apply this to your eating habits or some other unhealthy habit, he talks about breaking unhealthy habits to form healthier ones. And it is not as easy as we think. You know, it's not just like, oh, we're going to just check it off the calendar, even though I talk about that all the time. There are factors that are working against us to make it harder. You know, for example, I'll just spill a little bit more. Jumping ahead is, if we are surrounded by people who are living unhealthy in any way, whether it's their eating, their drinking habits, or just their mental, you know, their mental habits, their conversations, if we are surrounded by people who are bringing that negative feeling around us, we are going to automatically be like them. And if you don't want to be like that, if you want to live a different lifestyle of healthy habits, healthy drinking, healthy eating, and healthy mindset, you need to surround yourself with those kinds of people. And that's why I'm so glad that you're here with me on the Fit Postpartum Mom podcast, because my job here is to bring positivity and healthy education your way so that you can think on a daily basis, how can you be healthier? It's possible. You just need to surround yourself with healthy people. And he talks about that in the book and how people have, oh, it is so interesting. I can't wait to share more about it with you, but how people, friends of friends of friends, can actually have an impact on you. It's so interesting. There's so much research out there. All right, well, who's getting excited about this with me? I may even call this the Atomic Habits Challenge. All right, so get the audiobook, get the physical book, go through a chapter with me, and let's apply the lessons learned to our lives. If you are serious about incorporating fitness into your life as a mom and you want to make changes to your body, creating a habit is the only way that you're going to see the results. There's no way you're going to get results by just reading articles or scrolling social media or just watching a YouTube video. You're not going to see the change by watching. You need to actually do it. You need to work out. You need to do the work. You have to have a plan in place. You have to have the habits in place. And I have a plan for you to get started with my Postpartum Abs Simplified program. So if you are ready to create healthy habits and you need some guidance, you need a step-by-step plan on how to get rid of your mommy tummy and how to get your strong core back and how to get your body back, I have it all mapped out in a really good systemized routine for you in my course, Postpartum Abs Simplified. You will see that your habits are so formed in this program because it's week by week by week. It's a 10-week program and it's easy. And because it's easy, it's those small baby steps. And those small baby steps are what help you achieve small little goals. And those goals add up to big, one big goal, and that is losing your mommy tummy. All right, so if you are ready to get started with my Postpartum Abs Simplified program, you can head on over to livecorestrong.com/PAS, PAS for Postpartum Abs Simplified, and you can get started with the foundation of creating good, healthy habits before you venture on to anything else. I don't want you doing 5K races. I don't want you doing any HIIT workouts or heavy lifting. You need to start with your core first. Your core is the foundation to everything else. And our core is the weakest after going through pregnancy. We aren't taught this in the hospitals. We aren't taught this by our OBGYN. We need education, and I have it for you. So if you're interested in joining me and my program, I'd love to have you in there with our other students. They are getting amazing results. They are losing inches. They are losing weight. I'm so proud of them. If you want to join them, definitely click the link below in the show notes, and you can get access to my course. And remember to always live core strong. Did you learn something amazing today and feel like your mama friends would learn a lot too? You can have a huge impact on their lives and the lives of so many other moms by subscribing and leaving a review on iTunes or Apple Podcasts so the Fit Postpartum Mom message can spread all over the world. New moms don't need to struggle anymore. The answers are all right here waiting for them. So take 30 seconds to share it. Take a screenshot of this podcast, tag me on Instagram, and post it in your stories. But before you go, please head over to Apple Podcasts, subscribe, and leave a 5-star written review so you can help grow the Strong Mom community. I'd love to have you and your mom friends there with me. And as a thank you for being here all the way to the end, I have something special for you. I'm giving you free access to my training on how to safely start postpartum ab exercises in less than 2 minutes a day. Watch right now at livecorestrong.com/class. I can't wait to see you next time on the Fit Postpartum Mom Podcast.